Today on Bold Steps, Pastor Mark Job calls us to step up to our higher identity.
You are used to living at an earthly dimension, but now God is calling you to live at a higher dimension. When you understand that, you lift your head a little higher. You walk a little differently. You talk a little differently. You think a little differently because you're stepping into your identity.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Job, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And to our listeners in America, happy Independence Day here on the 4th of July. Now, let's continue a study in the book of Colossians, a series Mark has titled First Things First, where we're learning how to prioritize our lives the way God intends. Now, Mark, the first two chapters of Colossians are all about the supremacy of Christ, some of my favorite in all of the Bible, but we're in chapter 3, and we'll continue this over the next couple of days. You're going to show us how Paul makes a bit of a shift in his focus.
Yeah, so he starts with the supremacy of Christ. We have to get the first thing right. And then he shifts to something that's very tied into that. Once we understand who Christ is, then we need to understand our new identity in Christ.
It changes everything, doesn't it?
It really does. Wayne, how we see ourselves before God is a huge, huge factor in how we live, in how we conduct ourselves, in how we see the world. Identity changes everything.
So let's step up to our new identity in Christ. Here's Mark.
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The Apostle Paul now shifts his gear to practical Christian living, and before we can live practically in God, we need to know our identity. You see, whoever you think you are is how you will start to live. If you think you're a nobody, you live like you're a nobody. If you think you're a failure, you live the habits of a failure person. If you think you have no worth, you date a guy that treats you like dirt. And he cusses at you and calls you names, and you accept it because, after all, that's who you think you are. If you begin to think and understand who you are, then you begin to live in that new position. When you understand your new identity, then you start to live to a higher dimension because you realize you have a new name. You have a new position. You have a new dignity. You have a new value. That you are somebody in God because He is your Father. That you have a name that is significant. That you have value in your being. That you have the deposit of the Holy Spirit. That wherever you go, you bring the presence of God. That you are a child, a son, a daughter of destiny, a child of the living God. When you understand that, you lift your head a little higher. You walk a little differently. You talk a little differently. You think a little differently because you're stepping into your identity. Paul says, since then you have been raised with Christ. Those of you that are taking notes, I want you to write this down. I'm going to talk to you about understanding how to step into your new identity. Number one, to step into your new identity, you will need to rise to your position and begin to think and see the world from this higher perspective. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Since you have been raised with Christ, what does it mean that I have been raised with Christ? Well, you know that when Jesus died on the cross, he was crucified. And on the third day, because he was sinless, the power of sin could not keep him in the grave. So on the third day, something miraculous happened. On the third day, that corpse began to shake. Those wrappings began to fall. And Jesus rose, having defeated the power of sin and death. And he rose up and he walked and he talked and he spent 40 days with the disciples. And at the end of that period of time, he ascended into heaven, the living Jesus. Not a ghost, not a spirit, but a physical body that ate, that walked, that touched, a physical Jesus ascended into heaven. You say, well, where is Jesus now? Oh, he tells us where he ascended to. He ascended not only into heaven, but in heaven, he ascended to the right hand of God. The right hand is a position of authority and power. Whoever's at the right hand exercises authority and power. He's at the right hand of the throne of God, and he has dominion and power and control and authority over all things. He has authority over kingdoms, death, disease, power, nature, the lives of men and women. He sees the world from his divine perspective of the authority and power. And the Apostle Paul says, what you don't understand is that you also have risen with Christ. And spiritually, you are at the right hand of the throne of God as well. You are risen with Christ. You say, well, I don't feel like I'm up there. Well, you're not physically. But positionally, spiritually, you've been risen with Christ. You are there. Listen, he says, so since you are there, you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He says, since you are there positionally, spiritually, you've been raised with Christ. Now, there's two things that you have to change. You have to change your heart and you have to change your mind because you have to start thinking from that perspective. Heart has to do with values. Wherever your heart is, your treasure will be also, right? When your heart is somewhere, that means you treasure it. Some people have their heart in their wife. Some people have their heart in their car. Got to check that car in that garage. Man, is she a beauty. She's gorgeous. Want to spend time? Who are you talking about? Your wife? No, my car. Got to take her out. Make sure she's happy. Buy her gifts. Wherever your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Because your treasure will follow your heart. Your heart will follow your treasure. What you think about, what you love a lot, that's where your heart is. And what the Apostle Paul is saying, now that you've been raised with Christ, you need to set your heart on things that are above. You see, what the Apostle Paul is telling us is that we need to change dimensions. You have been used to living at a lower dimension. You are used to living at a earthly dimension, but now God is calling you to live at a higher dimension, in a spiritual dimension. And so now your values will have to shift from earthly values to heavenly values. What you treasure, what you value, what you think is important has to change perspective. Have you ever flown into Chicago and landed at Midway Airport or landed at O'Hare Airport? And when you look out your airplane window, I love to do this flying in Chicago. I look under the vast city that's underneath me, and it's hard to figure out where I'm at because from up above, everything looks different. Have you ever done that? Like, where am I? I kind of look around, and then, oh, there's the Sears Tower and the lake. Okay, so I'm west of, let me see where I'm at. I figure it out because from above, I can't tell. If I were on the ground, I could easily tell where I'm at. But because I'm above, it's hard to tell because it's a different perspective. Things look smaller. Buildings look different. Cars look like little toys. Why? Because I'm seeing Chicago not from this perspective. I'm seeing it from a above perspective. God is saying to you that since you have been seated with him in high places, you need to change perspectives of how you see the world. Your values need to be higher instead of lower. When we lived in the world, we value certain things highly. When we gain altitude in God, we start changing what we think is important. You used to think the most important thing in life was that new purse that you bought that you spent $100 and it was on sale because it should have been $200. And that was what made your identity. And you got up and you went somewhere. You felt like, I don't feel that good about myself. But you put that purse on your shoulder and you felt, now I feel like I'm somebody. You walk in and that person's not behind you. That purse is in front of you. And you walk in and that purse is right there. Because with that purse, man, you feel like I'm somebody with that purse. Because that purse gives me value. That purse gives me that purse gives me class. Come on, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. And what God is saying, listen, now that you have a different value, God is saying, I want you to take on a new value. What gives you an identity is not the new boots that you bought, is not the new purse that you have. What gives you identity is the God that is inside of you, is your character, is your value. You start valuing things different. You start putting a different price tag on things. You start valuing things that God values, and you start seeing things the way God sees them.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe. Just the beginning of a message titled Stepping Up to Your New Identity. The second half of the program is around the corner. But just for a moment, let me talk about the Bold Stepper Weekly. Mark, many people don't look forward to Mondays, but a good reason to look forward to Monday is we get the Bold Stepper Weekly if we've signed up for it.
We do, nice and early in the morning. So put your ring, the dinger off, notification. But yeah, the Bold Stepper Weekly is just a way of us keeping in touch with you on a weekly basis. There's devotional thoughts, personal insight, family insights. This week, I actually talk about an experience that I had at an iconic restaurant in Chicago called Lou Mitchell's.
You know, I've never been there. I need to go.
Oh, you need to go. It is a historic place. But the person there, actually, I found out they listened to Bold Steps on the radio, but I tell a little bit that story.
All right, that's in the Bold Stepper Weekly. Just an example of what you're missing if you've not signed up. There's no cost for this, and there's no obligation. We just want you to sign up and learn more about this ministry each week. It comes automatically to your email. Bold Stepper Weekly. Sign up at boldstepsradio.org. Well, let's get back to the message now. Stepping up to your new identity. We're in Colossians with Pastor Mark.
He says, but I want not only to set your heart on things above, but I want you to set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. See, to set our mind means that we need to focus, we need to meditate, we need to concentrate, we need to put our mind on things that are above. Let me tell you, it's a lot easier to think on things that are below because that's where we live. Isn't it? That's what we see. That's where we're at. Constantly, the earthly things are constantly grabbing our attention. Some of us go the entire day without having a spiritual thought. By the time 6 o'clock comes, man, you have been running around, fighting traffic, talking about, you know, getting the deadline done, getting this paper in, talking to people around you, trying to figure out your computer that just crashed, figuring out where you're going to eat, rushing around to do this, busy about paying bills and mortgages. And then 6 o'clock comes around, you turn on the radio, maybe you hit Moody Radio. Oh, one spiritual thought. There you go. But you are so grabbed by the immediate. You are so grabbed. Your mind is so focused on the earthly that you have very little room for spiritual thoughts, for thoughts on things above. And you say, well, it's really hard. I got a two-year-old and I got a baby. It's hard to think about eternity and God stuff while I'm trying to clean up slobber and wash dishes and clean a house, and I don't know how to do that. And I'm not talking about going to work with your King James Bible in front of your face, riding up on the elevator, singing Amazing Grace a cappella. Amazing grace, how sweet. I'm not talking about going into your job and Amazing Grace. And your boss saying, hey, are you getting your work done? No, I'm concentrating on things above. Amazing grace. No, that's just weird. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about being good at your job, but bringing God into your job. You see, that's hard to do. What I'm talking about is not that we're sitting around reading Bibles and quoting Bible verses and thinking about theology, but what I'm talking about is as you do a project, you're saying, God, I'm doing this for you because ultimately my life is for you, God. So could you give me the power and the wisdom and the insight to do this? God, I have to talk to a coworker about this. God, could you help me out? You have this constant conversation. If God, you're thinking about what's important to God, you're bringing God into the picture. You're bringing your spirituality and the presence of God into what whatever you do, no matter how mundane it may be. I read a little booklet years ago by a man by the name of Brother Lawrence called Practicing the Presence of God. Anybody ever hear that booklet? Practicing the Presence. Brother Lawrence was a monk that lived in some monastery years ago. It's an old booklet. And his primary duty had to do with kitchen duty. So he spent a lot of time peeling potatoes and washing dishes. And at first, Brother Lawrence thought, this is a menial job, no spiritual significance. I'm wasting my time as a monk. Man, look, they put me in the lowest position they could find. I'm the peel potato, wash the dish guy. How does this have anything to do with spirituality and prayer and high things? And then the Spirit of God convicted him. And he started realizing it's not what I do, it's how I do it that brings significance and the presence of God. And so Brother Lawrence started to meditate on how he could practice the presence of God as he washed dishes and peeled potatoes, and how he could peel potatoes for God and experience the presence of God even when he's doing mundane things, bringing God into the picture and the presence of God into whatever he does. And the entire booklet is about how to cultivate the practice of acknowledging God no matter what you are doing in life. Some of us need to integrate our mundane jobs into our spiritual life so that when you go to work, you're saying, God, I'm going in Jesus' name. You're not bringing the presence of God there. He's already there. You're acknowledging his presence. God, you are here. How can I do this with you in the middle of it? Setting your mind on things above, setting your hearts on things above. He says, hey, that is your position. Now begin to live out your identity and your position that you have been given in Christ. Notice what he says. He says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For, and he tells us what has happened to our life. He says, for you died. Wait a second. I died? What do you mean I died? Does a body feel anything? No. Does a body see anything? No. Does a body have desires when it's dead? No. Does a body talk? No. Does a body get hungry? No. Does a body get thirsty? No. A body is dead. It's dead to the world. It's dead to desires. It ceases to function. It is a corpse. He says, your old self, when you came to Christ, died. That old you died. When you gave your life to Christ, you said, I am dead to my old self. Now I live to the new self. So the old self becomes a corpse. Now he's talking about your conversion experience. To come to Christ, you have to die. You cannot live unless you die. A lot of us don't like that message because we want to live both ways. We want our old self to live and our new self to live. And God says, you come to me, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. Listen, you cannot become a believer or a follower of Jesus Christ unless you die to your old self. How do you die to your old self? You die to your old self by saying, Lord, who I am, my old self, my old fleshly desires, I repent of it, I leave it behind, and now I want to live to my new self. That's what it means to be born again. When you're born again, what's born? Your new man is born. Your spirit man as opposed to your flesh man. The flesh man has died. It's been crucified with Christ. It's dead, and now there's a new self with a new appetite, new desires, and a new destiny. You have the flesh man and you have the spirit man. The flesh man is the old man. The spirit man is the new man. And you have been resurrected to that new man in Jesus Christ. So he says, the old you is dead. Listen, for you died and your life, your new life, is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. I want you to track with me. Some of you are confused by this. You say, I don't understand. How am I hidden? How is my new life in Christ? Listen, here's how it goes. The resurrected, the new you, is hidden with Christ. When something is hidden means that we don't see exactly what it is yet, but it will be revealed. The new you, who you are, who you really are, made in the image of God, glorified, transformed, the ultimate version that God has created of you is hidden right now. You don't even see it. Your spirit longs to be it, but you're not even there yet. And as long as you live on this earth, you will never quite arrive. Because as long as you have this mortal body, your body of flesh will fight against your body of sin. Some of you in your spirit, tell me, some of you who are believers, isn't there a longing inside to be something that you're not yet? Have you ever felt that inside? Have you ever felt, I want to be, I want to, there's something inside of me telling me, that's who you are. Now, when Christ appears, who you really are, the ultimate you, is hidden with Christ. When Christ ultimately comes and when Christ is revealed, you will be revealed with Christ. The new, glorified, transformed, ultimately changed you will be revealed, but your body of sin and death will have to be put away. As long as you live, you're going to struggle. And you're not always going to struggle with the same things you've always struggled with, but as long as you live, you're always going to struggle with becoming the person that God has called you to, because you will never be perfect until you are ultimately glorified, and you cannot be ultimately glorified until you get rid of this body of sin. But it's on its way. It's there. It's not yet revealed, but it'll ultimately be revealed in Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is talking about. Your identity is there. Now you have to begin to live up to that identity.
You're listening to Bold Steps, the Bible teaching ministry of Mark Jobe, and we will continue with part two of our message titled Stepping Up to Your New Identity on tomorrow's program. So make plans to join us again. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website at boldstepsradio.org to check out all the exciting opportunities and resources we're making available to our listeners, including our latest Bold Steps gift. To tell us more about this special resource, here again is Mark.
In today's culture, self-improvement is a popular subject. Filling bookshelves and talk shows with self-help guidance on how to be a happier person. But the problem with the pursuit of happiness is that it often leads to selfish ambition and worldly desire. Yet when we actively pursue God, we find something greater than happiness or personal gain. What we find is true fulfillment and the unlocking of our greatest potential. That's why Dr. Kathy Cook wrote a book called Five to Thrive. Dr. Cook wants to help us understand how each of our deepest longings are designed and ultimately fulfilled by God. In this pivotal resource, she outlines five core needs that we all share and the biblical steps that we can take to make sure they're met. So don't settle for the worldly pursuit of happiness. Instead, spend time with God and learn how to begin nurturing the fundamental needs He has placed in your heart. So request your copy of Five to Thrive when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
And we've made it quick and easy to give online. Just go to boldstepsradio.org or call us at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Or request your copy of Five to Thrive and give your gift of any amount by writing to us. Just send your envelope to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And then before we wrap up today's program, remember, if you ever want to listen to these messages during a workout or a walk around the neighborhood or simply at another hour, you can listen anytime through our podcast. Simply open up your favorite podcast app and click the subscribe button. You'll find us listed as Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe, and it only takes a few seconds to make sure you don't miss a minute of these daily biblical messages. Also, look for us on social media. You can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram when you search for Bold Steps Radio. And be sure to like and follow our pages to get a personal, behind-the-scenes look with Bold Steps. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and that's all the time we have today, but be sure to join us again tomorrow when Mark continues with part two of our message titled Stepping Up to Your New Identity. That's Tuesday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.